Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to She Freak episode 3. Let's get into this playlist, fam. First song is called Communication by The Cardigans.
The Cardies, again.
The Cardies. And
just makes me think of Cardiff.
Sent us this? Lazy Kings sent us this.
This sounds like a K-drama, like Haein, right now.
Oh my.
Sitting in his room with his talkie thingy. And she's looking through the window at him.
Stop it. I'm dead. So Nikki and I just started this new K-drama called A Piece of Your Mind.
Yo.
Oh my god. The cinematography
That's my best
alone
friend. That's my best friend.
Is just stunning. Like, so stunning.
Sarah!
We're streaming on Instagram as well right now. It is Thursday, April the 2nd right now.
Oops, that happened really fast.
We are doing our absolute best to boost our connection in our
in our studio
up here. We've got a router. We just need to get it to us.
Hello, love.
This is a beautiful song.
This is a very beautiful song.
Hi, Sarah, baby.
Thank you, Lazy Kings, for sending us this.
Lazy Kings.
Oh, it's
that'd
really
be
nice.
That'd be a cool band name.
I think it actually might be someone's band name, TBH. This person just became one of our patrons.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to know this. No. Guess who got their zine today? You did,
yay,
baby!
Yay! Did zines come today for our patrons?
Did you get the whole zine? Including?
Bro, I give up.
In cooties.
Including the envelope.
The envelope. Le envelope. Our podcast the past 2 weeks, the volume level has been really low, so I've been trying to fix it. I think I've got it at a decent level right now. Y'all's listening, make sure you comment and support and listen and let us know. Tati!
Tati!
Yeah, we kicking off now,
Tati,
fam.
Tati, baby!
We're kicking off. We're kicking off, fam.
This podcast is brought to you by Plum Organics Baby Food. Specifically pear, peach, and... Nope, I can read. Pear, spinach, and pea.
Nice. Nice.
It's my post-workout
game. Yay. That's all. That's what our hope was for the zines this month, was to just send some love and some peace and some hope.
I love sending letters.
So hopefully...
If you guys would
Did
be
you,
down,
like, sneak, you probably snuck something in there without me seeing.
I wrote on the envelope.
You wrote on the envelope. Yes. Got you.
I think I remember what I wrote, but you know,
if people would be into a Patreon tier of, you know, just handwritten encouragement notes from me for like the price of a stamp.
I mean, that can be part of your Patreon. The price of a stamp.
75 cents. I'll keep the quarter and then send you a love note.
No, dude, you can charge more for that. We turn it down just a hair. Just a click. I made soup today. We eating good in quarantine.
Hell
yes. Yes. We had breakfast for dinner. So
I had breakfast twice today.
So we had vegan pancakes. And we had, what do we have? Like fried potatoes with,
I don't know why it's funny.
Oh, Jesus. I can't even.
Whenever Sarah says, my guy, I die.
Soup is my God tier.
Soup is my God tier.
Hell yes.
Oh, my God.
We had lentil gravy and fried potatoes with vegan
pancakes.
And I had a fruit salad.
What is it called? A grenadine?
Waldorf.
Waldorf!
My mom was like, you making yourself a Waldorf.
I was like, Mama, what's a Waldorf? Oh, it's called a walrus, Ma. What are you talking
everybody
about?
Hi, new joiners. We are recording.
Annyeong.
We're recording.
My God.
She Freak.
Hey, this is my boyfriend,
episode
though.
Episode 3. This is BTS. This is Friend. This is Tae Tae and Jimin's collab.
Tae and Timina.
It is such a vibe. Breakfast for Dinner is a motherfucking vibe.
Can I tell a quick story?
My God. Yes.
Can tell your story. So actually, our microwave at home broke.
Oh God, yeah. And we're real deal, you know. what's the word? I can't think of the word.
Power outage.
No, life. I was trying to think. Colonial. We're living in colonial days without a microwave.
Yeah, we're living in colony times. No, so our microwave broke. And, like, you don't realize how much you go to the microwave to, like, heat up water for
so
tea.
So much.
Or, what was I going to do? Oh, hot cereal, like cream of rice, is my go-to.
But jazz the fuck up cream
because,
of rice.
Because Jesse and I are mildly allergic to oatmeal, so we can't eat that. But I went to make my hot rice cereal the other morning, and I went to put it in the microwave, and it wasn't sitting on the counter because we don't have it anymore. Oh, music.
What
and
documentary?
My mom was like, you can actually make it on the stovetop. And I was like, right, can you? So she helped me make it on the stovetop. And it might have been because she helped me make it that it tasted so much better.
That's normally the case.
But legit, no, I made it 2 days in a row and it tastes fire as fuck on the stove with fancy raisins, banana, maple syrup, some dried plums.
Yes.
Lots of nuts and seeds with some milk on top, maple syrup, cinnamon. Oof.
Wow, scary. T said she set her microwave on fire almost a year ago.
I think I already knew that in my brain.
Right? Nice.
So yeah, I mean, it's weird.
It's not a necessity, that's for sure. It's just convenient and you forget sometimes how privileged, I guess you are, just by having a microwave.
I'm a privileged bitch with my microwave.
The misfits love you.
The misfits love the misfits. Love us?
The microwave fire was an accident. Oh no. My brother almost set our whole kitchen ablaze with a microwave brownie recipe. I may or may not
for
have
brownies?
Been under the influence.
For brownies. All for brownies.
Gold. Gold. That makes it even better. Can you switch the measurement?
Oh, shit. Saw it. Chemical bathtub. Sick times.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds fun. That's like a lot of fun. Just like, that's a science project.
Right?
You made a volcano.
You ever put Mentos in Coca-Cola?
You made a volcano. I meant we love you. Oh, we love you too.
We love you.
Who's dot Abe? Love you too.
Who's dot Abe Lincoln?
Do you get that all the time? Is that annoying? I'm sorry.
This is Sit Down by NCT 127. This is my pick for the playlist.
This is just a playlist of all our friends.
Actually, the theme of this playlist was how are you feeling in quarantine right now? So... you know, people were trying. I was trying to encourage people to send vibes of how they're feeling through songs.
Vibes.
So this was mine.
Ooh.
Sit down, boy. Trying to ruin the whole farm. Bro tip, don't do that,
dude. Sarah sent me pictures of her two goats on a fucking teeter totter, and I cried. I'm done.
Goats on a teeter totter. Oh my God.
Hey you, sit down. Don't tell me what to be.
Sit down.
Don't tell me what to be,
sit down.
Don't tell me what to be, sit down.
Zip it, lock it down.
Johnny.
In a panic, I put on a big brave older sister pants and put on some oven mitts, pulled that smoking lava mug out of the microwave and threw it onto the driveway.
Threw it on the driveway!
That sounds like something I would do too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Being the older sister, just take it. Chuck it out.
I saved Jesse from a spider last night. I see, smell some jealousy.
Whatever, Jayun.
What a bitch.
Yeah, Nikki stopped a spider from crawling into my room last night. Please play Mutual Love by Shalu after this track.
Oh.
We're actually playing a already pre-meditated playlist.
Remember that.
Remember that. Send that song to us on Saturday, because every Saturday we're making playlists together.
Ooh. Don't tell me
on Instagram. Here on Instagram. I did save the day. Thank you. Yes. Yes, Sarah, you saved the day. I've saved the day a couple of times.
I've saved the sisterhood. World a lot
of
times.
No, I'm just talking about, like, life. You know, family dynamic life.
Life?
Little bro ruining the episode of Teletubbies I was watching.
Oh, shit.
Dude, Teletubbies? No, okay. It was a couple of weeks or so ago.
Don't be sorry. Don't be sorry. Just send it to us on Saturday, and we'll put it in the playlist. Absolutely. We'll put any song you send in our playlist for She Freak for our podcast. And this will go up on Sunday. Continue.
The other week, there was nothing on TV late at night besides Rugrats. And I was like, this show makes me feel fucking uncomfortable. We used to watch it all the time. And
it was like, real strange.
I understood all the weird innuendos that the parents were making, and I was like, this is not okay.
Watching childhood cartoons as an adult
is messed up.
You're just like, how does a child's mind work like this? But it does.
Oh my god, we're getting dirtier.
Oh yeah, I sent this one too. This is UGG by BTS. Not UGG by the 1975, which is equally
are we gonna a get like song. Bumped off if I like blast this shit?
We might. So we might just have to pick and choose our places. How's everyone doing, new joiners? We are recording She Freak podcast episode 3. This is BTS UGG. This is probably one of the nastiest raps I think they've ever done.
Yo.
I listened to this I danced under the moon to this just about 20 minutes ago.
Nice.
I took a video of it. I'll show you.
Wait. Nice.
Yeah, doo doo chicken bada bada da. Yeah.
Sorry, this conversation you guys are having on Instagram Live
it's
is
so
really
cute.
Funny.
It's so I would go live just to have people have conversations and be their background noise.
Bono, hey.
That is funny.
This
makes me want to be a rapper.
I could do it if I practiced. This feels like I'm used to stepping on shit or whatever. What's that all about? Got it.
My hair's all crazy.
No good.
You know, I've not changed out of these clothes in 3 days.
I've been in different clothes every day.
Quarantine life. When's the last time you put real clothes on, guys? Let me know.
Yesterday, because I had to go grocery shopping and it was a nightmare.
Dude, I hope someone actually did that. I don't think I can make that noise anymore.
Dude, I hate that Korean isn't my first language because I hate not, like, knowing the words.
Soup. Yes, this is quarantine chic right now.
I'll show you my fucking outfit if you want me to, even though you didn't ask.
Mine is terrible. Just saying. Mine is worse than yours right now.
Go away.
I'm so sorry.
Go away.
Nikki is up and dancing right now. Podcast fam.
Oh shit, I punched the mic!
Dude, oh no, that's gonna be loud.
Oh god.
Well,
you hear my chains rattling, bro? You hear this bitch? Can you hear me jumping?
Yes, I hear you. Okay.
What'd you do for?
We've got some questions.
I'm sorry. I hope Justin laughs at that. Oh god. Because I'm sure you could
quarantine
see it.
Quarantine outfit of the day. Well, I'm not going to stand up. I'll just show you.
I'll dance at the end of this. Y'all just wait.
Hoodie. Oh my god. We're going to get
bumped off. There's no words.
It doesn't matter. It recognizes noise. Turn it down.
You are no fucking fun.
Dude,
I just rode until I threw up and you won't even let me have 2 seconds
of
fun. Dude,
you want to throw up and you're just going to go crazy.
Fine. Fine. I'm done.
Oh my god. The volume is fine. No, no, I mean we might get bumped off of Instagram.
No fun.
No, no, no. If you want to get bumped off, I have Plaid.
It didn't bump us off.
That's because I told you to turn it down. And I have boots on. So,
wearing workout clothes.
It's terrible. We got asked any plans after quarantine.
Go to South Korea.
This song is Find an Island by Benny. I'm going to guess that's how you say it. B-E-N-E-E, Benny. Sounds like a dope song. And who sent us this? Eloriel dot whatever sent us this. They always send good songs.
Eloriel.
Yeah. Find an Island by Benny.
What is Animal Crossings? I don't understand.
Oh, Lord.
I don't play phone games.
Y'all playing new Animal Crossings. I don't understand. I understand, but I don't understand.
Is it like Sims, but children characters? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't understand. And I don't have anything to play it on either. So.
My phone...
But I know people are obsessed with it.
Doesn't
helping,
have enough
so.
Space for shit like that.
Yes, after quarantine, we're probably going to pick up everything we had to cancel over the next couple of months. So when we get word that it is 100% safe to
200% safe
to travel and play shows, we're rescheduling these motherfucking Safe With Me shows.
Bro.
Because this was a... Hey, hey, we're playing your song. Eloriel, we're playing your song that you sent.
Eloriel.
Right now. This is perfect timing.
Yo, can you hear this?
Am I saying this right? The artist is Benny. Am I saying that correct? I like it.
It reminds me of something.
It's chill.
Who wants to talk? Who wants to know what apps I have on my phone?
What apps I have on my phone? You got games on that?
I have no games. Yes, me and T want to hug goats.
So yeah, we had to cancel our... Okay, cool. I'm saying it right.
Come
cool.
to L.A. Y'all been... Wait, yes. We've been trying to get out to L.A. Ooh. Yikes.
We just got a low battery warning on the phone.
One of my favorite people lives out there. He don't know that.
L.A., we actually are in talks with a
most
booking...
Most used app on your phone.
A booking agent to get us out west sometime. We were trying to make it work this year, but obviously it's not going to work this year, and that's okay. I can probably tell you most used app is Instagram, probably.
Instagram doesn't count. My most used app, is called Groovebox.
Yeah.
I build music. Groovebox and
ducks and chickens and cats. Oh, Logan, Sarah's listing off all the animals on the
yeah.
phone.
Yeah. You have no games, not even Subway Surfer. What the fuck is Subway Surfer?
I don't have room for games on my phone, unfortunately, because I work so much on my phone.
I will show you. I have no...
Oh, wow.
I have no, nothing to hide.
What this song is. This song is called Migration by Goldmund.
That's a cool picture.
And... Neras Music sent us this. N-E-R-A-S Music. Neras.
Neras.
I can't pronounce
Narissa?
Things. It's going to be okay. This sounds beautiful. And that artwork.
These are
dope.
The only apps I use.
I just sniffled in the microphone. I apologize. Oh, I got to stop doing that. When I listen back to these.
That's it.
Why are you sniffling in the microphone?
I try not to. Also, I've not been checking my emails, and I have 400 emails.
Oh my
and I'm not
exaggerating. yes, East Coast is still very much, very much on the to-do list. That was going to be, our focus, actually, probably in the fall. And then we got contacted by a booking agent from the West Coast. And then we got kind of sidetracked onto doing something for that in the summer. And that's obviously not going to come through now. Any shows right now, we just can't book anything right now.
Yep.
So it just really sucks. The song is really pretty.
This is beautiful. Are you learning Hangul? Yes, I'm learning.
Yes.
Learning Korean every day of my life.
Sometimes you gotta sniff, sniff. Yes, I.
Sniff, sniff. Oh shit, no. Balls.
Oh, we're back. I think it's like a tick.
20% left, so this
could just die.
It doesn't tell you.
19%. So. I will be checking. 19%. Yeah, we don't have that much battery life on the phone. Will this work to plug in?
Yeah. But then you have to turn the phone sideways.
Oh, I don't know why it keeps pausing. Like, all of a sudden you're just gonna be stupid. Don't be stupid, phone.
I live here.
I live here, too.
The song's beautiful.
The song is very pretty. See, I can sniffle. I just don't want to sniffle in the microphone because I think that's kind of gross for people just listening to this podcast. So I apologize, listeners, if my sniffling grosses you out. It's just something I think I've done my whole life. Just like, I don't even need to. It's just like a tick, I guess, like a
hiccup.
So
this is how someone was feeling.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
I love songs like this that I can just hum to.
Right? Just instrumental, beautiful jams.
Is that it? Wow.
So yeah, we're going to do our best to rebook our, release show for Softboy that we were going to do. And then all of our Safe With Me shows. This is Always Tired by Bill Murray, LOL.
Wow, that's funny.
Right? Who sent us this? Lion_metaphor sent us this.
I dig Bill Murray.
No, it's a jam. People, we were actually, or they are, one person. It has recently back and forth bounced back in and out of our, like, related artists on Spotify. Like,
yes.
People who listen to them.
Yeah.
Him, listen to us.
What up, fam? What up, awful hero?
Enneagram test.
What that?
Is that the one that tells you? My brain is goo right now.
Yes, Tati, we'll come play shows in your living room. That just sounds like a word that I'm not going to say, but it sounds like a word I'm not going to say.
Enneagram? Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Who was the related artist? Bill Murray.
This guy right here, singing.
Very curious. Yeah, they're... It's just one dude, right? It's a dude from another band that I can't think of right now. Is that who it is?
I think it was Attack Attack.
Ah.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's one of them.
This is Bill Murray, Always Tired. The name
of
the song is
funny,
Always Tired. All the way, one whole word together, Always Tired.
Nice. I thought that said my name.
Yeah.
I like the offbeat. Bum, bum, bum.
No, it's a good song. And it definitely works for quarantine vibe. Being tired.
Yes.
How much? Why won't it tell me how much we got left?
It doesn't tell you. I don't know why.
Hey, go away. Oh my god. It won't go away. Apologies. Jhené Aiko's new album.
Yes, I love Jhené.
Do you have any collaborations?
Yeah.
I mean, we have all the collaborations.
Yeah, I just did one.
It's just making them happen.
We just did one. I mean, I don't know. Did we? Well, how do I even describe that?
Who should we collaborate with?
I have a collab on a song coming out this weekend. Somebody.
We just sent out some emails about possible collaborations yesterday.
Yeah,
you turn that down a little
Chenyeol.
Bit. I feel like I'm screaming. Even though I know it's not that loud. I think the levels are pretty alright.
Alt stuff?
Alt stuff. Metal stuff.
I'm ready for that song this weekend.
Awful Hero, what is your actual name? Unless you don't.
Oh my gosh, breaking.
Unless.
Breaking code.
You don't have to share. I just feel funny calling people by their handles. You're collabing with me for my band's record.
Will.
Yeah, T. You were supposed to send me lyrics and a picture of when you went outside for 20 minutes. And we were going to call it 20 minutes outside. Hi, Will. Handle is my band. Gotcha.
Ah.
William? Willie. Will.
Oh. Will.
That is definitely your outside. Hair.
What's that? Outside is where it's warm and sunny sometimes.
Is that the song that just made noise?
Yeah. This is Baby.
Yeah, I'm actually... This is song, playing ooh. Out of order real quick because I accidentally put it out of God, order. Oh, God. So I'm going to go...
Gotcha. OMG, I went outside again the other day. I have more tea.
You can turn it back up a teens bit. Reconnect. Sorry, it keeps pausing.
Tati, send this me a picture. Sorry.
This is You Lost Me by Tiny Moving Parts.
Has no room.
Sorry, that was just in my ear. Oh, God.
Don't know about Tiny Moving Parts.
Yeah.
I've never been a pop punky.
No. T. Reaper. James sent us this.
But I can appreciate it.
I can appreciate the, this riffage.
It's a picture of a buffalo.
It is a buffalo.
And what, like a wooden buffalo? I had
this
tea
is
today.
Going to be kind of a short podcast. We only have two songs left. Went outside again the other day. I have more tea. Yes.
So
yes,
that's
yes.
What the song is about. That's what, yeah, that's what the song's already about. Tea. Song's called Tea. TNT.
20 minutes of tea.
20 minutes.
20 minute tea.
20 minute tea.
20 minute tea.
This sounds like a band that would open and I'd be like,
ouch.
No. Not ouch.
Open?
Yeah, like open a show. Like a. But they're a big deal.
But they're a big deal.
But I'm thinking back to like. Like when we saw Architects at the Loft type of thing or something. I feel like...
Like that it takes kind of, you back. Yes. Like the vibes take you back.
Yes.
Tonight's theme of the podcast. The theme of the playlist was how are you feeling in quarantine?
Yes.
Send us a song.
Did I send any, Jane?
You sent Friends.
Oh.
Because it was...
I only sent Friends. Because
we watched Jimin. The night
because Timmy before. Cried 20 right. Minutes of tea new band so, name yeah. Called it
it's how are you feeling in quarantine, send a song. So I'm trying to figure out what Saturday's theme will be, if it will be a theme at
Oops,
all or just
I
like
keep punching the mic
what you're listening to
songs
etc
give you hope.
I was gonna have people
songs send, that make you dance.
Send in questions and send in songs. Sure. Because last time we did that was fun. It gave us more to talk about.
Yes.
Why is it, like, turning itself up? That's weird. Like, my phone is automatically... Did it go down or was it just me?
Was it... Because...
No, this is headphones.
Oh.
Weird.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm fine. What about you guys?
I'm really tired now. Like, yeah, really tired.
It's okay. The sun was out today, so that was a good thing.
The sun came out. It was such a blessing.
So that was really nice.
I took pictures.
There wasn't a cloud in the sky today here in northern Michigan. So it was very beautiful.
Yes.
And, this is Aung San Suu. The song is called Gravity, and wow, I love this song.
Chua.
What song is this? I feel like I heard a harmonies in the back. The song that was just playing, T? It was Tiny Moving Parts.
Yeah, she would know. I'm pretty sure.
It was Tiny Moving Parts.
I'm pretty sure Tia listens to Tiny Moving Parts.
There was a buffalo.
Tiny Moving.
You Lost Me by Tiny Moving Parts. That was what was just playing. So yeah, do you guys actually go and listen to the podcast after we record? I'm just curious. If there's like a separate crowd that listens to the podcast versus the crowd that like comes in and watches the lives.
So us suggest you movies?
Suggest movies. Well, see, there's a couple that I still want to watch. I want to watch Parasite. Has anyone seen Parasite? We're really into Korean film and shows right now. But movies, we've been watching Judy Garland movies. We watched The Wizard of Oz last weekend.
Bling Ring.
Oh, this week's...
I can't think because...
This week's is The Harvey Girls, so that'll be fun on Saturday. There's a big Judy Garland Instagram account that I follow, and they've been getting people to gather and watch the same movie at the same time and kind of like doing a live stream and live chat over it.
I'm not so much into watching movies because it's hard for my brain to focus.
You know what was insane though? What? The last movie we watched that I think we all kind of enjoyed and was a good distraction, the new Terminator movie.
Oh dude, that was fire.
Dude, the Terminator, so just like don't set any standards because you know it's the Terminator. It was fucking awesome. Perks of Being a Wallflower, yes. I just saw that. That's on Netflix now. That movie makes me cry though.
I've only seen it once and that was a long time ago.
Yeah. Good movies to watch.
I've been way more into watching anime on Netflix and watching YouTube.
Yeah, we've been watching a lot of YouTube.
Really random YouTube. There's this kid who moved to Japan. I can't think of his last name. Lewis Moz something. Anyways, he just takes videos of cool-ass kids skateboarding in Japan and like... for half hour at a time. Yeah. And I just enjoy watching homies do kickflips and double turnover yahoos and whatever.
Right. I found a YouTube channel a couple of days ago called Soul Walker, where they just legitimately have a camera and walk around Seoul, downtown Seoul, like Itaewon.
It's beautiful.
Gangnam, like anywhere.
Hongdae.
All different kinds of places in Seoul. And
science?
It's just like...
Like science?
What? Science fiction?
Neon!
This is DPR Live Neon.
Also,
oh my god, this record.
Documentaries on YouTube. Go watch DPR documentary and see Dabby be shirtless.
Nikki lost her mind.
He's precious.
He is precious.
I have his haircut right now. Like,
see,
I swear to God.
I watch...
Shit, I'm drunk!
Oh my god. A lot of old films. I really enjoy films.
I really
enjoy films. From, I don't even know what that would be, like the 1920s to about the 1950s. So like, I can list you off some sick as fuck, like, noirs.
Yes, yes.
Because Nikki and I took a course on film noir. Like, when was that? 2-3 years ago?
Holy crap, a long time
and
ago.
And like, oh my goodness, some amazing films.
Science channels that break down experiments. That's fucking cool. I watched a guy fill a pool with Jell-O. Holy shit.
There's some sick stuff on the Science Channel.
Please do OMG. Please do what?
Some noirs.
Oh, yeah.
Suspicion with Cary Grant and
Should
Joan Fontaine.
Should I type
Fontaine.
Them in the thingy? No. DOA,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, I was just gonna say DOA, like DOA with Oh god, Edmund.
Bro, I suck with names.
Oh god, I can't think of his name. Yeah, Suspicion, if you haven't seen that, is amazing. DOA.
Oh,
amazing.
Lady from Shanghai.
Lady from Shanghai. amazing. Sorry, if we turn the volume up too much, we might get bumped off. This is DPR Live. Go listen to that new record. The song's called Neon. This bass line, is it kicking? Is it going to kick back in?
We'll kick in here. Volume up, please.
Like classics, the Maltese Falcon.
Ready?
Casablanca.
Your kisses make it go, neon.
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 Bro, the best part of this song is the end. What the fuck? Oh shit, balls. Wait, here it comes.
Ooh yeah yeah. Let's stop to the fusion. Oh yeah. Ooh yeah.
To the future.
Dab, I love you, boo. I live.
This is a fun filter.
I live.
Writing all these down. Cool. Yeah. There's another Bogey Bacall one. Dark Passage. Oh my god.
Shit.
It's amazing. The first hour of the film is just first person perspective. So cool. Key Largo, awesome.
Bro, if I had a list, my brain just blanked.
Like, I have them all on the TV. Like, if you want an entire podcast dedicated to talking about film noir.
Yeah, and we'll do film noir songs.
We should watch a movie together. Like, we could live stream a movie.
Yeah, you want to have movie night? I'll make popcorn.
Right? So, yeah. DOA, Suspicion.
Is this the end?
Yeah, that's the end. Oh, Maltese nice. Falcon, Casablanca. Key Largo, Dark Passage, and that's just like the small version. Like, there are so many amazing noirs. The Third Man.
I'm gonna watch Spirited Away for the first time and probably cry. So
I'm trying to think of more. There's
that's not a noir, but
M.
Oh yeah,
just
no.
Legitimately.
No. M is really hard to watch.
It's amazing though.
It's really hard.
It's messed up. It's in German, so you have to read the subtitles. But do not let that deter you because it's amazing. Peter Lorre. Oh my god.
His eyes.
Amazing. So yeah, that's the end of the podcast.
Yeah, that's the end. Bye.
That's the end. I could talk about film noir and like classic films just forever. So
sick.
Yeah, thank you for joining us.
I know a little about a lot.
Yeah, Nikki learns well.
Oh my god,
learns well. She retains.
I learn well.
She retains. What the and like fuck? The way that you can remember things sometimes is really cool because you're just like that one person with the thing, and I'm just like, yeah. Makes perfect sense.
Jesse's gonna go shower.
Yeah, I need to.
Oh, balls.
Yeah, our battery's gonna die on our phone. Casablanca.
Casablanca.
Yes. Casablanca. Any Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, The Big Sleep.
Oh, balls.
Oh, balls. You go watch The Big Sleep and tell me that just doesn't, what's happening? What's going on?
I like...
Whoa.
I personally really like all the Andy Hardy movies.
With Mickey?
Yeah. Yes. I really like those.
Those are way more, like, lighthearted.
Babes on Broadway.
Yes.
Love Finds Andy Hardy.
Babes on Broadway isn't an Andy Hardy.
I know.
It's just a Jutes and Mick movie, right, though. Anything Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney did together.
Wait, what was that movie that came on with Frank Sinatra and the whole shot was him just walking forward and singing?
Oh, that's The Tender Trap.
Yo, that was so cool.
You want some good musicals? I have musicals.
Yeah, I like musicals.
All day long.
Yeah,
fam.
Yeah.
But
the color of movies back then, I think I'm so attracted to it. So
if you've never seen the 1930s version of A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yo, crazy.
Go watch that. Whoa.
90s movies? Bitch, all I gotta say is Brink.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay. Wait, or was Brink 2000s?
No, Brink was 99, I think.
Brink. Best Disney movie ever. ever.
90s
Andy
movies.
Brinker is my boyfriend.
Dead Poets Society.
Oh, fuck.
Titanic.
No.
Romeo and Juliet.
My boyfriend loves musicals.
Anything Leonardo DiCaprio except the beach.
We keep trying to find things to watch together. Awesome. Well, let's talk musicals.
Like old school
musicals.
I mean, you cannot go wrong with Singing in the Rain.
Yeah.
Just can't. Or
The Good Old Summertime.
An American in Paris. Anything that Gene Kelly did between 1942 to about 1954, gold. Gold. Empire Records. Yes, that is a classic. From the 90s. What's some good 90s films? Like, anything Disney in the 90s? Yeah. Dumb and Dumber. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cable Guy. Yeah. Little Mermaid. Lion King. Pocahontas.
Don't ever watch The Good Dinosaur.
Whatever, really. I'm super unfamiliar. Yeah. Singing in the Rain.
It made me cry.
And An American in Paris. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful films. Can't go wrong with anything Gene Kelly, anything Judy Garland. The watch Judy Garland's version of A Star Is Born.
Paramount.
She is brilliant in that. Ace Ventura, absolutely.
Oh,
Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh,
LOL.
Fucking lol.
Other musicals. I mean, Judy Garland is like my favorite of all time, so I would like list every Judy Garland movie and you'll be golden. But a non-musical film that she was in that is beautiful is called The Clock. Whoa. Stunning. The storyline, it's just like a great romantic movie.
Blech.
Oh, it's so beautiful. It's about a soldier on leave from war. He's got like 3 days of leave in New York City. Never been to New York City in his life. And bumps into Judy Garland, who is like a secretary at an office.
Fuck, let's rewatch
this.
The
storyline is beautiful. Like, the meet cute is just great. And it's just wonderful.
Bro, shit.
Yeah, I've got old school classic films.
I'm gonna go watch old movies now.
Days.
And cry.
Days and Days. Anything Charlie Chaplin. That's silent what? Film. Silent film is a whole other platform.
It's a whole other monster,
that
bro.
That I nerd out over. Silent film and classic horror. Like, 1930s is what I'm talking here. So, oh my gosh. This could just go on and on and on and on.
Two of my favorite movies that I watched by accident on TCM were one with Elizabeth Taylor called The Sandpiper.
Mm-hmm.
Broke my heart. And then a French film called Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow.
Oh, no.
That's okay. The P-Cast cut it. We might die. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. The phone's going to die. So we're probably going to pop off the phone.
This went
here.
From being like 25 minutes to an hour.
Right. So we're gonna probably just stop
Should we stop it so we can save it?
Yeah. And now, shared a story. So we didn't even get to say bye to anybody because
we can make a video.
It crapped out on us, but that's okay. So yeah, this was a complete turn of events talking about films.
It
here.
Was really like, yeah,
movies and music are very important in our lives.
Yes.
So if that is a topic you'd like to hear more about from us,
when
let
was
us know.
Willy Wonka?
70s.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mary Poppins.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
OG stuff.
OG stuff.
None of this remake shit.
No,
not that there's anything wrong with that. I just, you know.
They just don't do it right, man. They don't do it right.
I can't get down all the time, man. You feel?
I feel.
So, yeah. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and for joining us here on episode 3, season 2. Of She Freak. Hope that you all are staying inside and listening to this.
Yes.
And if you go outside, please wear gloves and a face mask.
It's
it is
cute.
To that point.
You look cute, bro. It ain't about looking anything but cute. So put
it
your face mask on.
Point.
Put your gloves on.
If you need one, we have some extras. We will mail you one.
Yep.
Just let us know.
Yes.
And yeah, please stay safe. just stay home until this is all over, and we will all gather and be very happy and party it up. And yeah.
Sick.
See you next week.
Stay healthy. Love you so much.